Guys.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bill Simmons, Ryan Russillo had said that they would make the trade Giannis Antetokounmpo with Evan Mobley. Said it would make sense.
Well, Russillo was at the Combine in Chicago this week. Yes, NBA has a Combine. We don't really treat it like we do the NFL, but said the biggest conversation of anything was actually more about Giannis. More teams and GMs and executives and the associates, they were all talking about Giannis and what's going to happen with him before they were even talking about the Tatum and Boston Celtics situation, where Boston Celtics guys are going to be available too.
Yeah.
Which is why we were talking about Drew Holiday at the end of last week.
So here is Ryan Russillo talking to Bill Simmons earlier over the weekend.
Mobley for Giannis, straight up. What do you think? Straight up. He's 6.5 years younger. Call it in right now.
Done.
You're done if you're Milwaukee.
Yeah.
I think I'm done if I'm Cleveland too. I think I'm doing it. I think it's a great trade. I guess the question for Cleveland is, do you overreact to what happened in those playoffs? Or do you say, Garland was hurt. Mobley missed game two. The series got away from us. We're still really good. We won 64 games. Counter would be, you could have a team that has Donovan Mitchell, Darius Garland, and Giannis on it in a weakened East. And I think you're immediately the favorites in the East.
I realize I'm losing the trade on talent out for talent in, and wondering, okay, even the best version of Mobley, it's likely he's not going to be finishing top five in the MVP race 5 years in a row. Comparing Mobley to the rest of the potential, make-believe stuff that we're doing here, it's better than maybe even Amen Thompson. It's better than the number two pick or the number three pick.
Yeah, so I think the bigger theme that we're going to be talking about all offseason, we talked there was a lot last year, but now the East is even more.
Audio courtesy of the Ringer.
The East is even more wide open. We have Boston Celtics potentially taking how many steps back? Who knows what kind of a weird year they're going to have, what kind of trades they're going to make. So that was the one thing at the top where every conversation this year and last year I had about the Cavs probably was annoying for some of the listeners. I'm like, but what about Boston? And then the hilarious thing is Boston didn't even get to the Eastern Conference Finals, and obviously we didn't either. Mm-hmm. So a lot of those conversations and comparisons were moot, but they're out of the way, and who else is in the path? Obviously, the team that just beat us, the Pacers, the Knicks, I guess, even though I thought we were better than the Knicks all year, but now here they are, final two teams in the Eastern Conference. Who am I supposed to worry about? So some are going to say, well, don't trade anybody. Keep the nucleus and hope you're healthy.
That's the reaction I'm getting. Are you on board with trading Evan for Giannis?
I'm thinking it's hard for me because in this playoff run, I was so excited about Evan and how he's getting better every minute. I'm like, he's doing something I hadn't seen him do before. But in the end, it just goes to show, Giannis is right now a top three player in the league. It really hasn't changed. I know there are questions about how his game ages because he doesn't have a jump shot. And yet, I still see him take over games. And really, and when he needs to defensively, he's still one of the elite defensive players. We don't talk about him like that because regular season defense, we don't need him to do that stuff. They don't need him to do that stuff. But playoffs, when you need him to, I mean, he is a brutal guy to try to get a shot off against.
I think if you're going to do anything, and I know I think we're going to get Owen in here in a second because I think he disagrees with this. I've been against any trade possibilities that I've heard in the last 2 years. A lot of them just didn't make sense. You've brought them up to me. I've defended keeping the Cavs together. This is something that, guys, I got a lot of people saying, absolutely not. No, Giannis is over 30, and they would be worse at shooting threes. And I go, I got other three-point shooters. I have a guy who's so dominant that he would open up opportunities for the other three-point shooters in Donovan Mitchell and Darius Garland.
Darius Garland would just be sitting there waiting for the ball at the three-point line, just
so I don't think that
sharpening
argument,
things up, getting ready.
So you agree with me, so that argument don't wash. I got to trade good for good. I still have to give respect to the Milwaukee Bucks front office. I understand that there's been a trade so far that blew everybody's mind because you didn't think something like that would be possible when you just trade Luka Doncic for Anthony Davis. And I think a lot of us feel that Anthony Davis is made of glass. Anthony Davis is not going to have a great future. And I know that they're trying to say everything they can out the door bad about Luka Doncic to make that make sense. The reason it's such a galling trade is because no one thought it would actually be done, that you would give up a player like that. Now, this is something that is sensical for Milwaukee. And if the Cavs really want to take a bite at the apple, is sensical for the Cavs. Because I could keep this team together and we will still be a good basketball team. We will still win 50-plus games for the next 2 years. They will be a really good team. We'll win 50-plus games over the next 2 years. But as of right now, no one can tell me that they have absolute 100% or give a good reasoning behind it, that they have absolute 100% faith that this team will approach the NBA Finals over those next 2 years. They have reached the same mark against two different teams. One was believable with the Boston Celtics. Now, if it goes with the Indiana Pacers and they win the NBA Finals, then fine. But I think, again, we still have to have a conversation. Why are these different teams able to win a championship and we can't get through the wall? Why can't we do it?
Giannis,
so we have to examine
this. Yeah, I mean, and you know, you're just thinking about like those two guys, Donovan and Giannis. You now all of a sudden the toughness thing is kind of answered. Because Giannis is a psycho on the court. And yeah, he's so funny. He's a psycho on the court. And then he gives these press conferences, even after Tyrese Halliburton's dad is staring him in the face for no reason whatsoever. And then Giannis very politely afterwards, oh, I didn't appreciate that. Like, he's a great representative of the team, too. And you have him and Donovan. I mean, the two of the more likable guys in the league. Evan's likable, too. Don't get me wrong. And I think that's why it's probably hard for people to not knowing what Evan's going to be like in 5 years, it would be hard. Make no mistake. Like it's not like I'm just like let's dangle Evan Mobley for everybody in the league. No, he's one of the most untouchable guys in the league, except for in a deal like this.
Yeah, because this is the one I think would actually make some sense. 216-474-0092. Should the Cavs stay the same, or is this the time to shake things up? I say this knowing that later on today at 11 o'clock, Kobe Altman will say that this core is staying. He's not going to say that this core is going to be I'd be shocked if he said that, we'll explore shaking things up. I'd be very surprised at that. Until they shake things up, until they actually make a move, I think he says he's intending on this, core staying.
You'll hear way more about injuries than you're going to hear about that.
What did you want to say? I'm sorry. What did you want to say over there, Owen?
Not that I want to say anything.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Thing I just that sucks. It's not that the trade sucks. It's that out of everybody that I've watched in the playoffs this year and last year, Evan Mobley is the one guy that I go, not only is he stepping up, I see him growing.
Yes.
I see it. I see the three-point shot actually developing where I remember, you know, a season and a half ago we were talking about why are they letting him shoot at all because he couldn't hit anything.
And that's why, that right there is why he's the only one that I think that I could actually make a move of this magnitude with.
Well, like, go ahead. I think about it, I just go, like, is Donovan ever going to respect him enough to make him the feature? He has to, Donovan has to respect Giannis and make him the feature player, right?
I don't know if it's as much respect. Well, it could be the same thing in a lot of ways, but trust is a big issue.
You've got to share that responsibility.
Yes.
I don't know that it's a trust thing. I just don't know that it's, he's got to be able to go, I'm not going to put it all on my back tonight. I'm not going to put it all on my shoulders. I'm not going to lean on the defender because I can't even stand up right now, like Donovan was doing in game one of this of the series with the Pacers. And I don't know if he's ever, it's almost one of those things where, you know, those guys that maybe, guys that come into the radio business 10 years after you did, and they'll always be little brother to you. It doesn't matter what they've done throughout their career, how many moves they've made. They're always going to be that guy that you look at him as the 22-year-old guy that took his first part-time job here, right? So I just wonder if Donovan's always going to look at Evan in that sense. And then when it comes to that, Giannis at least gets the respect of, I'm the guy that's the MVP. I'm the guy that's always, that's a nine-time All-Star. I'm the guy that's won a championship.
It's easy for everybody else to move Darius. It's much easier to move him. And it's not that Darius is trash, but I'm not going to be able to give up a diminutive-sized guard for an elite wing. No one is going to make that trade.
They don't get traded, yeah.
You are not going to do situations. That. For an elite wing, no. So if you're talking about wing players, like, yeah, you're probably going to get guys who are up 30 glue guys that we were talking about last week if you're going to make a trade like that. This is something, if I'm going to trade, if I want to trade for elite, I'm going to have to at least trade the potential for elite. And Evan, yes, is growing, and he's fantastic. And I love the young kid. But damn it, like, if you wanted to move and make a move that you have an absolute chance now where I go, hey, you did what you could to make this team a winner. If it panned out, great. If it doesn't pan out, like, does any of us seeing them moving Evan for Giannis ending in the second round again?
No.
Exactly.
No,
I think you lose in the finals. But I
can go find a trade machine right now that'll tell me we can do Darius and Jarrett for Giannis too.
I don't want to move two if I can just move one, and I'd rather just move one. I'll put Jarrett Allen alongside of Giannis. It will open up Darius more. This will make Darius a much more effective player.
He's got to take the shots.
He's got to take the shots.
But nobody hit shots in this last series
because I think that the range. I think the range that the Indiana Pacers have, the length that they have, I think really affected these guys who are in the backcourt. And I think if you had a guy like Giannis, who you must take seriously at every moment, like Evan is a guy who's growing, but if he doesn't reach this, then we're just going to keep running into the second round. There's a guy out there who I already know has reached it. And I know that he doesn't have as much time as Evan, but at what point do I just say, all right, I guess I'm happy with just making it to the second round?
He's 30 right now, Giannis.
Yes, he is. That means he probably still has 4 to 5 more years of tremendous play. It ain't an easy thing to make these trades, but you're not going to trade your garbage for somebody else's elite player. So you're going to have to give up something you like. Sorry, that's the name of the business. Roger in Maple Heights, hello.
Gentlemen.
Hi.
Great conversation. My observation is that the problem is not the core, it's the surrounding core. The Struces, your corals, the Merrills, that's your problem. You don't have enough players to complement your starters. Who beat the Cavaliers with the Pacers were the guys that you never heard of. That's who beat the Cavaliers, not some starters. Their backups, those players that came out of nowhere, those who beat the Cavaliers.
We got to get rid of
Struce. We got to get rid of Merrill. We got to get rid of Dean Wade. Those are the players that hurt the Cavaliers through the playoffs, not the core.
Think that, to me, that just sounds like a lot of excuse making for the core four. I mean, you got four guys right there.
Yeah, why? My problem with the reason, yes, the Pacers are one of these all-time weird conference finals teams. Normally, you need a top 10 player to get there, and Halliburton obviously isn't that. This is different. I mean, don't get me wrong.
Well,
it's not like
when the Hawks blew it or the Raptors blew it. We had LeBron James. They don't have anybody that's near where LeBron James was.
Well, and this is where, and I wanted to make this comparison because you asked me before the show the difference in the LeBron years and the regular season versus the difference in the regular season this year. When we had LeBron, when we had him, the regular season did not matter much, except there were plenty of games because you knew you were getting to the finals. You knew it. So there were measuring stick games. How do the Cavs measure with Golden State this year in this game? Head-to-head, obviously, these common opponents here and there. This, because you had faith, you knew they were going to make it to the finals. This is going, all right, we won 64 games, but what's it for? Because you don't trust, and I think there's a lack of respect, and they haven't really earned it. At 64 wins, and you're getting bounced in the second round, you have to go out and earn your fan base's trust, which is the same thing as respect. You go out and you get Giannis, that's a fresh, different conversation now. And I don't want to make a move just to have a different conversation, but damn it, you know, if they get Giannis Antetokounmpo, if they were to make that trade, I think there would be a few people who'd be upset. I think there'd be a lot of people saying we're going to the finals this next year. And I would be one of them. That as long as they stay healthy, which is every single situation we talk to, this is a finals team or bust situation. And by the way, it's already becoming a finals or bust situation. But who would you have more faith in? Giannis and the Cavs or Evan and the Cavs?
Yeah, obviously.
Love Evan, but you know you'd feel better about Giannis.
Yeah, you know Giannis in the playoffs, you're getting like an NBA finals type play. That profile is there immediately. Nobody questions Giannis. It's one of the rare guys in the NBA where, you know, all these other guys, when they don't get to the finals, don't win championships, they get crushed. Everybody around the league is just like, oh, it's not Giannis' fault. Giannis is doing everything he possibly could do.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guest ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.